The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
It's my privilege to welcome you into God's presence this awesome Sunday morning. And I know that your lives will never be the same again in the name of Jesus. I say your lives will never be the same again in the name of Jesus. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. We also want to welcome those who are watching us on the internet. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Yesterday we had several people watching us from different parts of the country and different parts of the world. The Lord bless you, honor you, and answer your prayers in Jesus' name. Starting the new year with thanksgiving is the title of my brief charge this morning. Starting the new year with thanksgiving. A new year is a new season, a new journey, which is unknown to anybody except God. Nobody has ever passed through 2018 before. No. No. Only God knows the beginning and knows the very, very, very end of this year. Is the exclusive preserve of the Almighty. And it's important to know that to start well, thanksgiving must be added to all you are doing. We have been praying extensively in the last 12 days and even beyond. And you must know, ladies and gentlemen, that thanksgiving is a vital part if you want to be successful this year, 2018. What is thanksgiving? Thanksgiving is the acknowledgement of God for his mighty hand in the life of a man or a woman. The acknowledgement. Somebody say acknowledgement. Can I hear you say loud and clear? Acknowledgement. The acknowledgement of God's mighty hand in our lives. Thanksgiving is also returning to give God the giver. Returning to give God the giver appreciation for help and blessings received in time past. Returning. Somebody say returning. Returning. Returning to give the giver of life. To return to give him the glory. And except a man is grateful in life, he's grounded in life. Except a man or a woman is grateful in life, he remains grounded in life. And anywhere you are that you might be watching me, either you are here in the church here or anywhere, you must realize that it's important for you to always return to thank God, to appreciate God, to celebrate God for all his acts. In Psalms 100 verse 4, it says, enter into my gates with thanksgiving and enter into my courts with praise. So it's important that we all enter into these gates, into the gates of God with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise, and be thankful unto him and bless his name and bless his name and bless his name. David knew the importance of this, and no wonder he was into thanksgiving 7 times a day. Psalm 119 verse 164. David knew that nothing starts and ends well without thanksgiving. And so 7 times in a day he was actively engaged and involved in thanksgiving. I'm taking you somewhere this morning. I only pray that time will permit me and the Holy Spirit will grant me speed this morning. Why must we thank God at a time like this? Why? 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 Why must we thank God at a time like this? I have about 10 points here. Then we'll go on to thank him. I'll see how far God can take me before it's 11. Why must we thank God at a time like this? Number one, that is the will of God. In 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 18, 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 18, the Bible says, in everything give thanks. For this is the will. Someone say this is the will. This is the will of God. in Christ Jesus concerning you. So, God's will and wish is that at a time like this, your heart is lifted. With my heart lifted up and my mouth filled with praise, with a heart of thanksgiving, I'll bless you, oh Lord. With my hands lifted up and my mouth filled with praise, with a heart of thanksgiving, I'll bless you. When you have bought a car, not when the admission has come out, your name is on the list, not when your visa is out, not when there's chicken in your pot, not when you have paid your children's school fees, then you give. No, in everything, in everything. I mean, I can preach a whole week sermon on this in everything, because it's loaded. Number two, why must we thank God in a time such as this? To acknowledge God as our helper in the days and years past. In Psalm 54 verse 4, Psalm 54 verse 4, the Bible says, behold, God is my helper. Behold, is my helper. Also, in Hebrews 13 verse 6, Hebrews 13 verse 6, it says, that they may say, Hebrews 13 verse 6, so that it may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. Who is your helper? Lord. That you may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do unto me. I will not fear. Your thanking God in a time like this is an acknowledgement that you know where your help is from. My help. That you recognize. That's why I always act like a child in God's presence. There is nothing that I could have been without Him. I can't stand here. Totally unqualified. Totally unqualified. There is nothing that qualified me to be here. The helper must be acknowledged, or we stand the risk of losing the help. I can't, just take now, I have Psalms 44, 1 to 8. I can't read that through. That was what the children of Israel were saying. Let's just take it. Because of time, I'll rush through. We have heard with our ears. This was children like you and I talking after God has done something for their fathers and acknowledging God. We have heard with our ears, our God, our fathers have told us What work thou did in their days, in the time of old? How thou didst drive out the heathen with their hand and planted them? How thou didst afflict the people and cast them out? For they got not the land in possession by their own hands, by their own sword, neither did their own arm save them, but thy right hand and thy arm and the light of thy countenance, because thou didst favor unto them. Thou art a king, O God, command deliverance for Jacob. Through thee we will push down our enemies. Through thy name we will tread them under that rise up again. Don't stop there because of time. What are we saying there now? These ones knew, they acknowledged, they told us the story of what you did before. They did not get the land by their power. Their hand did not fight. You fought for them. Exodus 14 verse 14. Exodus 14 verse 14. I will fight for you. You will hold your peace. That has been what has been happening to many of us. And it's important that in a time like this, we acknowledge it. Number three, why must we thank him in a time like this? To continue to secure his help in the new year. Having thanked him for what he has done already, the next thing is to, because what you're thanking him before is your guarantee to secure new help. Is somebody with me this morning? Is somebody with me this morning? Your appreciation is what will lead to more of God's donation to your life. Your appreciation is what will lead to God giving you more help. So you are thanking for this little thing I've done for you. So you are telling me, you are thanking me, this thing that I've done for some of your friends, and they just overlook it. See the way you are. Okay, all right, I've seen it. Then I will embarrass you with, somebody's here this morning, this year God will embarrass you with blessings. God will embarrass you with blessings. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? Number four, because I need to be faster now. Number four, why must I thank God in a time like this? To show you are not a forgetful person. Psalm 103 verse 1 to 3. Psalm chapter 103 verse 1 to 3. Many are so forgetful, and your thanking God is an evidence. Someone say evidence. It's an evidence of the fact that you are not a forgetful person. I remember the place you brought me from. Lord, I thank you for where I am today.
Lord, I thank you
for where I am today. I see you doing it. There is no me without
you, Lord.
You made me what I am.
You made me who I am.
When I am weak, you are always strong.
Oh,
morning, can you wave your hands to him and just appreciate him? Either you are sitting or standing, just maintain your position and wave it to him and appreciate him. This is all that God needs from us. Wave your hands to him in appreciation. Appreciate him. Appreciate him. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Take your seat. God bless you, choir. So, when we thank him, it shows that we are not forgetful. In Psalm 103, verse 1 to 3, the Bible says there that bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Don't forget it. When you thank God in a time like this, it shows that you are not forgetful. And when I think of where you brought me from, when I think of where I am today, when I think of where you're taking me, I cannot thank you Lord enough. When I think of where you brought me from, when I think of where I am today, when I think of where you're taking me,
I cannot thank you Lord enough.
Thank you Lord. Words that we add melody to. Your song is a communication between you and God. The only thing is that music, instrumentalists, wonderful men, great men and women, add sound to it, and then it brings melody and goes to heaven. So we are not doing anything strange. We are just adding melody to the message. It's unique. It might not be like the way we see it somewhere else, but somehow that's what some of the graces that God has given to us. We are adding melody to the words we are speaking and then returning it back to him. It's like when you are toasting a lady. You said, I love you, I love you, I love you. She's doing somehow. Then you record a song. Ronkelo ni temi, ronke mubarude. Ronkelo ni temi, ronki baby mubarude. Ronkelo ni temi, ronki baby mubarude. Ronkelo ni temi, ronki baby mubarude. Shade lo ni temi, shade baby mubarude. Yeah, kemi lo ni temi, kemi mubarude. Listen, your joy will never know an end. At 7 70 years, you will still be as active as this. At 80 years, you will still be singing unto the Lord. At 90 years, you will still be singing unto the Lord. At 100 years, you will still be agile. Let me hear your loudest amen. Anybody waiting for my death or your death, that person will take our place in the grave. Give Jesus a big clap this morning. He's worthy. Thank you, Jesus. So we have spent so much time on number four, so we move to number five. And I think we need to stop singing now and quickly tidy this up. You can't, number five says you can't thank God and be displaced in life. One of the reasons why you must thank God in a time like this is that you can't thank God and be displaced. In Psalms 92, verse 1 to 4. Psalms 92. He said, it's the good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery and the harp and the solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph. Somebody will triumph here. Shout hallelujah. I will triumph in the works of thy hand. Now go to verse 10. Verse 10. In the same place. And somebody's here this morning, you will triumph in the name of Jesus. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? Alright, go back to verse 4. This is for another part. Back to verse 4. Now, when you thank God, you are meant to triumph. You can't be displaced in life. Your appreciation to God in a time like this will not allow you to be displaced, to be frustrated, to be destroyed, to be canceled in life. And from today, anybody waiting to cancel you shall be canceled in Jesus' name. Number six, reason why we should thank God is that you provoke your harvest. You provoke your harvest. Psalm 67, verse 5 to 7. When you thank God, you provoke your harvest. Let people praise thee, O God. Let all people praise thee. Then the earth shall yield our increase. The Lord shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Psalm 67, verse 5 to 7. Psalm 67, 5 to 7. So, when you thank God, you provoke your harvest. The harvest that didn't want to come out before must come out by force. Somebody's harvest is coming out today. Somebody's harvest is coming out today. Somebody's harvest is springing forth today. Your ground will no longer be a hard ground. I can't believe your amen is so low. If you believe it, your amen will not be quite shocked. Your ground will not be a hard ground. God will soften the ground for you, and the ground will bring forth great blessings. Let me hear your loudest amen. Number seven, why you must thank God in a time like this is that it provokes, it grants you access to fresh oil. Someone say fresh oil. And that's where we are now. Psalms 92 verse 10. Psalm 92 verse 10. My horn shall thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn, and I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Now listen to me. We are in a wicked world, and it takes power to dominate in this world. Only God praises and people that thank God regularly have access to power. If you are not a God praiser, you can't have access to power. My horn shall be exalted like the horn of a unicorn, because I praise him. Don't forget from verse 1. It's a good thing to praise the Lord. Having praised him and thanked him, then your horn shall be exalted like the horn of a unicorn. Then you have access to fresh oil. And this oil is to contend with the devil. Psalm 66 verse 3. Through the greatness of thy power shall thy enemies submit themselves unto thee. Until the enemy sees power, they will not submit. And that power is only accessible through worship and praise and thanksgiving. Many have rated prayer very high, but have rated praise and thanksgiving very low. That's why things are very, very difficult for them. I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray. Never a time we say, I'm just going to worship him. If you look at Matthew chapter 6, where Jesus was teaching his disciples to pray, it says, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Hallowed. That is how that sequel must be there. That, or else that prayer is useless. is there. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Verse 10. Okay, verse 9. Yeah, that's it. That's it. Then thy kingdom come. Other prayers come after that. But the main thing, you start from that verse 9. Hallowed be thy name. You know that song? Father in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name.
The Lord. So the more you thank God, the more you have access to the anointing. If you see many whose anointing have become annoyance, they come to the altar like this. Instead of blessing the people, something else is coming out. The praise sequel is not there. And so the anointing is becoming stale. The anointing is not working any longer. That will never be your portion. I said that will never be your portion. Praise and thanksgiving makes your anointing fresh. It's fresh. 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 That's why you must not allow yourself to be a murmurer. You must not allow, you must not join the company of murmurers. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 10. Neither ye murmur as some murmured and were destroyed by the destroyers. The only end product of murmuring, grumbling and complaining is destruction. When you murmur and you complain to man, you get sympathy. When you murmur to God, it destroys you. Oh God, what nonsense is this? Eh? Look at my age now. Where I see all my where my mates are. When you say that to a man, the person says, sorry, okay, what can I do? Do you want something? Or yeah, take. When you say that to God, God is angry, he's grieved. You will not grieve God. I say you will not grieve God. Every day of your life, let good things come out of your mouth. When you are doing your DP on Facebook, don't put sad day, dark night, horrible moment. When it's not as if you like writing horror film. What is the problem? Great day, awesome day, new dawn. Blessed day, bright time. I'm going forward. I'm going higher. Showers of blessing. That's it. That will be your testimony. As you say it, it will happen to you. Number 8. What or why do we need to thank God in a time like this? It's for protection and preservation. In 1 Peter 3:13, 1 Peter 3:13 says, who is it that will harm you if you be followers of that which is good? Thanksgiving is good, and so when you do it, you are protected. But we say, who is it? It's with question mark. Who is it? Somebody say nobody. Somebody say they can't try it. Because when they see you, they see God. When they see you like this, they behold God. When they want to use their head to hit you, rock appears. They use their head to hit rock. Their skull break. This year is going to be very brutal. Warn your enemies. Warn your enemies to quickly withdraw their hand. Call Lord Jawa. Tell them to Jawa. Or else, printers that print obituaries will get money from their families. Tell them to jawo, to remove. Praise the Lord. Tell them to jawo, or they become jagajagas or jagajagastic. They should stop it. You didn't come and live their life. You came your own, they came their own. The day you were born, they were not there. Why will somebody born of a woman say you will never give birth? How will somebody born of a woman say you will not graduate? Why will somebody born of a woman say we will see how you will do it? Somebody shout fire.
Fire!
The fire of God will burn them.
Amen.
The fire of God will burn them. It doesn't matter how complicated your case is. This year, God will respond concerning you. 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 God will rise up for your sake. God will rise up for your family. God will rise up for your business. God will rise up for your career. God will rise up for your destiny. Let me hear your loudest amen. Anyone that wants to block your joy, sorrow will never depart from their family. I curse them with the curse of the law. I curse them with the curse of the law. Let them stop it. Appearing to you in the dream, pursuing the dream, using cane to pursue you, appearing in different forms. What is it? Ah! One bishop in Medjani. What is the problem? You came your own, they came their own. I'm speaking prophetically to somebody's life, and that person is here. Those that says your mother will not have peace, those that says your mother will not have peace, those that says your father will not have peace, they will never have peace for life. Listen to me, the satanic deposit that has been deposited in your family, that satanic deposit is lifted back to them. Arrows of wickedness fire to your family. Arrows of wickedness fire to your destiny. That arrow is fired back to the sender. I need to stop here because there's a very heavy prophetic grace now. Everybody rise up on your feet. Lekotabara. Can you pray in the spirit now? Latwe barate ketuhuda. Ile kwagazi zalia. Rato beratia. Maziza kwakete. Irato baziza. God wants to deliver somebody now. God wants to deliver somebody's family now. God wants to deliver somebody's family now.
Wow, I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.